This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deuba says his party will hold its 14th General Convention by mid-December. Chief Justice Cholendra Samsai Rana says he will leave the service only after fulfilling duties assigned by constitution and laws. Process of sending Nepali migrant workers to South Korea resumes after 20 months. And UN says national plans to cut carbon fall far short of what's needed to avoid dangerous climate change. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deuba has said his party will hold its 14th General Convention by mid-December. Joint General Secretary of the Nepali Congress, Dr. Prakash Charan Mahat, informed that the party president directed the party's election committee to forward schedule of the General Convention in a bid to hold it by the mid-December. Prime Minister Deuba's directive came during his meeting with the party office bearers and the party's central election committee held in the office of the parliamentary party in Singha Darbar yesterday. After the meeting, Nepali Congress Vice President Bimalendra Nidhi said the remaining works for the General Convention would be completed only after Chhat Festival. The regular benches of the Supreme Court could not hold hearing yesterday as well due to the persisting dispute between the Chief Justice and Justices. Chief Justice Cholendra Samsai Rana had determined a single bench and seven joint benches for the hearing on 216 cases for yesterday. But as the 15 justices held a discussion on the questions raised over the role of the Chief Justice, no benches could remain operational yesterday. It is reported that the discussion of the justices will continue today. Meantime, Chief Justice Jabra said he would leave the service only after fulfilling his duties assigned by the Constitution and the existing laws. Spokesperson of the Supreme Court, Baburam Dahal, informed that the Chief Justice challenged the justices to resign from their post first and then only he would leave the service. CPN Maoist Centre Chairman and former Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has said that the state's key organs, executive, judiciary and legislature, should uphold their independence and integrity. Talking to journalists yesterday, he said that all should remain alert not to diminish the independence and dignity of the judiciary. Chairman Prachanda's comments came at a time when the recent moves of the Chief Justice were criticized from the legal fraternity. He also said that the political parties of the ruling alliance would reach to a conclusion within a few days by holding consultation regarding the issue. On the occasion, Prachanda said that no discussions were held to impeach the Chief Justice. In a different note, the Maoist Centre Chairman called upon the party cadres to make commitments for making the party stronger. Main opposition CPN EML Chairman KP Sharma Oli has said the Supreme Court should not be made a matter for controversy. Virtually inaugurating the conventions of all 753 local levels yesterday, Chairman Oli stated that the Supreme Court should work to win the trust of people rather than making it a place for politics. He also said protecting the constitution was the most important issue in the present situation, saying the CPN-UML is the organized party for the welfare of the country. Chairman Oli directed the party leaders and cadres for the interest of the party rather than the personal interests. Vice President Nanda Bahadur Poon has expressed concern over the encroachment of the indigenous art, culture and languages and drew the attention of the sites concerned for their preservation. Inaugurating the 10th Congress of the Nepal Folklore Council in Kathmandu yesterday, Vice President Nanda Bahadur Poon called for preservation and promotion of the indigenous culture. The government has taken initiatives for policy-level reforms related to disaster management. The Home Ministry conducted a consultation meeting for policy-level reforms regarding disaster management on the matter yesterday. On the occasion, Home Minister Balkrishna Khand said the state could not lag behind from the responsibility as protecting citizens' life and property was its first responsibility. Saying National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority was formed based on the necessity, the Home Minister pointed out the coordination and active needs of three tier of governments to cope with disaster. Minister for Land Management, Cooperatives and Poverty Alleviation, Shashi Srestha, has stressed the need for implementing the existing land use policy for resolving the problems of the land squatters. Addressing a province-level seminar on evaluation and formulation of the next action plan organized by the Commission yesterday, Minister Srestha said the works done by the previous commissions would be continued while carrying out additional works. Nepali workers are finally going to South Korea after a hiatus of 20 months. As many as 48 workers are to leave for South Korea in the first phase today after the long delayed process was reopened. Due to the coronavirus pandemic, Nepali workers could not go even after completing the due process. According to the Ministry of Labour, Employment and Social Security, Nepali workers who have passed the language and skills test under the Employment Permit System, EPS, are moving towards Korea following a decline in the coronavirus infection. Ministry officials are scheduled to bid farewell to the workers going to South Korea at Tribhuvan International Airport today. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
Nepal Telecom Co 4G. भिडियो कल गर्दा नो बोर्जी नेपाल टेलिकम को 4G
सबैको यो विश्वास हो नि नेपाल टेलिकम को 4G
गेम खेल्दा नि टेन्सन नो जी नेपाल टेलिकम को 4G आफ्नो भन्ने आफ्नै हो जी नेपाल टेलिकम को 4G
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. After the short break, we continue with the rest of the updates. A total of 666 new cases of coronavirus have been reported in Nepal in the past 24 hours. The Ministry of Health and Population informed that 622 people recovered from the virus infection yesterday. Meanwhile, 11 persons died of the virus in the past 24 hours, pushing the corona-related death toll to 11,372. The District Health Office Kathmandu has begun administering the second dose of AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine. According to District Health Office Chief Sambhu Kafle, the three-day inoculation campaign is for those who received the first jab of the AstraZeneca vaccine from mid-July to mid-October. The vaccine is also being given to the COVID-shield vaccine receivers as both vaccines are developed on the same formula. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8 AM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. Washington has revoked the U.S. license of one of China's biggest telecoms companies, citing national security concerns. China Telecom must stop providing services in America within 60 days. Officials said the Chinese government's control of the company gave it the opportunity to access, store, disrupt, and/or misroute U.S. communications. This in turn could allow it to engage in espionage and other harmful activities against the U.S., they said. China Telecom, which has provided telecom services in the U.S. for nearly 20 years, called the decision disappointing. National plans to cut carbon fall far short of what's needed to avoid dangerous climate change, according to the UN Environment Programme. The emissions gap report says country places will fail to keep the global temperature under 1.5 degrees Celsius this century. This UNEP analysis suggests the world is on course to warm around 2.7 degrees Celsius with hugely destructive impacts. But there is hope that if long-term net zero goals and met temperatures can be significantly reined in. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly and the mountainous areas and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 25.5 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 14.4 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Deuba says his party will hold its 14th General Convention by mid-December. Chief Justice Cholendra Samsara Rana says he will leave the service only after fulfilling duties assigned by constitution and laws. Process of sending Nepali migrant workers to South Korea resumes after 20 months. And UN says national plans to cut carbon far short of what's needed to avoid dangerous climate change. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us on our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.